Feel free to be seated. I do want to say a thank you to Sonia and Michelle for decorating the back table and making some beautiful changes back there. It looks very lovely. I didn't want to forget to compliment them on some of the decorating and the improvements in the sanctuary, and others who've been a part of that, thank you. Those aesthetics add a little bit, but after all is said and done, we sing, we worship, we do all the things that we do that make up a part of worship. It's always all about Jesus. And that's a phrase, but the older I get, the more that I'm learning that it really is all about Him. He's so awesome. When we're weak, He's strong. When we mess up, He's perfect. When our plans go wrong, His plan is never thwarted. We forget that sometimes. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's my joy to have Barry as a guest, and I know for you all too. And I'm not going to give an introduction. I want him to feel at home, so he should feel at home, and he can give his own introduction, and he can say what's on his heart. So we're glad, Barry, for you to be with us, brother.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, give me a hug here. Yeah. Okay. So appreciate Terry. He's a rock, you know, and because he's on the rock. He's rock-like, and I'm not running for office or looking for his vote, but you're a blessed people. You're a blessed people. You know, I was contemplating, Lord, what would you have me minister this morning? You know, this is a celebration. This is, I believe, a time of God releasing miracles. That's who He is. He's wonderful. That means the Wonderful One does wonders. I know you've heard it said that signs make you wonder. We don't run after signs, but the Lord said signs would follow belief. Signs, you know, they send a message, don't they? You look at a billboard, it tells you what they want you to know, whatever they're advertising. The scripture says in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, that...
Are you going back to your grandpa?
Is that what it says in Acts 2, 22? Oh, I hope I can continue. Jesus was attested. He was accredited by the fact that there were signs, miracles, and wonders. And I don't believe the Lord changes. He's the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. And the Lord Jesus said, "My Father is always working. And I must work His works," you see. Now, Rock contacted Terry last night and said, "What's the text for this morning?" And I really wanted to preach on the first miracle, water into wine, talk about celebration, how the Lord, you know, came to this wedding feast, and a time of great joy. I wanted to celebrate the wonderful people that God used to pioneer this church. Jan and I, we just happened to to come along and be a part of it. But great people from all different denominations and backgrounds. Really was birthed out of a ladies' prayer group. And just wonderful, wonderful women of God. And people would send in their prayer requests. Some, not just Mercer County, but beyond. And God moved so powerfully. And that's really how the church began to come together. But oftentimes the Lord allows me to feel in my body where people need healing. And it's not that if I don't feel something, God's leaving anybody out. Okay. You say, show me that in the scripture. You know, the closest I can get to it is when the woman reached out and said, if I just touch his garment, she said, I'll be healed. And you remember, he felt virtue. He felt power leave him. And the crowd was really, it was massive. It was a multitude. The scripture says it was a press. And the Lord said this. He said, who touched my clothes in a crowd? You know, Pete, I think Pete got a little frustrated by that, you know. He said, Lord, you see this, this is the Perez paraphrase. You see this mob, and you say, who touched my clothes? The Lord didn't give him really the time, but his eyes fell on the woman. Remember the issue of blood. 12 years. The moment she reached out, she didn't say, if I could just have 5 minutes with him, you know. Well, he gave time to people, didn't he? Huh? Woman at a well. Remember? Zacchaeus up a tree. Nathanael walking toward him, he just said, can any good thing come from Nazareth? You remember, don't you? Basically, Philip said, you know, we have found the one that Moses prophesied about, and that was Messiah. Jesus, remember, of Nazareth. What did Nate say? Trying to make you familiar with these people. Anybody know a Nate, a Pete, He said, can any good thing come from Nazareth? You see. You know, Terry said it. Basically we have plans, don't we? We have ideas. We have goals. I'm not minimizing any of that. But you know, basically our plans and the way we project so often, it just doesn't get it, okay? It's his plans that matter. It's his will. God's purpose. And Lord, what do you want to do? Jesus is also touched. Now, this is very clear in the scriptures. He's touched with the feelings of your infirmities. You mean we feel and he feels it? Amen. Huh? Yeah. And I've seen lots of people the Lord heals. Somebody in high school, you know, I'm on Facebook, and I probably won't tell you what I'm eating tonight on Facebook, but you know, and nothing, please. Okay, that's not a put down. But I've had people say, well, we want to pray for you. We want to know where you're going and what's happening, you know. So, Facebook, here I came. And that's the stuff I post. Somebody from high school said, anybody got friends from high school still on Facebook? Anybody? One of you, two, three? I see that hand, yeah. Okay, you're starting to admit you're on Facebook. All right. You know, is this a trick question, you say? Is he going to preach against Facebook? I've got better things to preach about than Facebook. Somebody called me a faith healer. I said, well, I've got faith in the healer. I can't heal anybody. I can't save anybody. I can't deliver anybody. In fact, the Lord Jesus said things like this, I can do nothing from my own initiative. Those are red letters. He said the teaching, it's not mine. Teaching is doctrine there. He said, I can only do what I see my Father doing. Can only say what I hear Him saying. So you can't put John chapter 2 on the overhead because I'm not going there. Listen, He knows us. And He loves us. And He's moved with compassion. And compassion's not a sit word. It's a do word. You know, I've greeted some of the young people this morning. Some of the teens and some of the littler ones. And started the year off in Las Vegas in a church. Had 14 meetings in, I think it was about 7 days. Had morning meetings at 10 in the morning and 7 at night. And children came. And children connected. Millennials got saved. God's doing amazing things because He's always working. You see, we just want to get in step with Him, don't we? Whatever He's saying and doing. Met a little girl face to face January 2nd at the 10 o'clock service, Trinity Life Center. I actually saw her in a vision April 24th of 2017, 7.5 months earlier. I believe Jesus saw Nathaniel in a vision. Remember, can any good thing come from Nazareth? I don't think He saw him around the corner, you know. I saw you under the fig tree. He knew what Nathanael was meditating on and praying about, because that's what you did under the fig tree. You remember he's walking toward Jesus with Philip, leading the way to let him have this encounter. Jesus of Nazareth, get any good thing? Well, Jesus pointed him out, didn't he? Said, a true Israelite without guile. What's guile? Deceit? Maybe he was praying, I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a deceiver. I want to walk in the truth. I want to be open. You remember when Jesus said those words, Nathanael said, how do you know me? Basically, he was telling him what he was praying and meditating on. In April 27th last year, while I was just leaning back, I like to kind of lean back on the recliner like I'm leaning back into his arms and listening and watching to see what he will say. That's what Habakkuk did. And I saw her. This little, almost teen, but a preteen still. Beautiful, beautiful blue glasses. A prettier blue than Kentucky blue. Charles goes, uh-uh. And I said, Lord, what? What? And he said, well, she's very precious to me. She's stubborn. And as I began to inquire, I knew that she had Jewish lineage. And I love the Jewish people. This is not a Jewish put down. Go to Israel for the 16th time this coming January. I love the people, love the place. And the Lord wanted me to tell her that He's always been there when she's made those decisions with that stiff neck. And yet He wanted her to soften her neck and to say yes to Him. And I will to Him. So there it is, 7.5 months later. There she is, Dee. She's on the first row. Her brother is next to her. And then Dad. And I knelt down in front of her. And I said, I saw you. And I said, you know, you're very precious to the Lord. But you're a little bit stubborn, aren't you? See, I'm making this very gentle-like because I believe the Lord is. And her brother next to her goes. But Dad was a little calmer. He just kind of nodded. And as I spoke to her, you know, something broke. And something melted. You know, you could see it happening. Now, this is not about me, okay? This is about a God of compassion, who is moved with compassion for us. He knows us. I believe that when Jesus is passing through Jericho and He looks up and sees this tax collector in a tree, maybe He saw him in a vision. We don't know, do we? They certainly had never met, because the Scripture says, and you go back and look at it, says that Zacchaeus got up in this tree to see who Jesus was. Maybe you heard about Matthew leaving the tax collector's table when Jesus said, follow me. Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus. First name. Not, hey you. Hey Bubba. Nothing wrong. Any Bubbas here? Love Bubba. Love Bubette too. Come down. I want to go to your house. This guy was considered to be one of the vilest sinners in all of Israel, along with other tax collectors and harlots. By the way, Jesus had a few meals with those folks. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Whatever the weakness is, He's moved. Dr. Robert Coleman was my evangelism professor at Asbury, and I remember when he preached that. He said, I believe Zacchaeus said, He loves me. He knows me. You know, I believe He cares about me. That's why Jesus went about doing what? Good. Healing all of those oppressed of the devil. Now, everybody didn't get healed. I'm going to be at the Eastern Gate in January, the Golden Gate. It's called by different names. Someone said once it's the right time gate. Jesus went through that gate a lot of times. And that lame man from birth was there because he was taken there and laid there every single day, you see. Now you say, why didn't the Lord heal him? Well, I don't know. In fact, somebody once said, I'm not sure the Lord ever answers why. I can remember some funerals that we had. Dan. You know. Sure, you said why. I said why. A beautiful young teenager died of leukemia in heaven now. And then those that have gone before us, you know, Lewis and Tommy and you know, Shank and just so many others aren't here. And beautiful little Patterson boy that took his life. Some of you remember that years ago. Loved him. What a beautiful little boy. But don't think that God is impersonal, that he's not touched. See, the right time for the lame man was when Peter and John were going through. You see. It doesn't negate that God wants us whole. Last year, for 2.5 months, I had to cancel services. I had to cancel flights because all I could do was lay on my back with 4 herniated discs. I couldn't sit down, could I, honey, for 5 minutes without excruciating pain, bulging discs, ruptured disc. Thank the Lord I can play golf now. I can walk. I can run. I can, you know. But it wasn't instant gravy. It wasn't a microwave miracle. You understand? Healings most often are a process. Blind man, right? Jesus lays hands on him. He sees men walking like trees. You remember, don't you? Well, Jesus went again. Was an instant. It was a process. Doesn't change the fact that he wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body. And I want to say this. He never tells someone who's in process, O ye of little faith. You will find him rebuke the disciples, you know, case in point, however that goes. He's asleep in the boat, remember? And this wind comes up. This wind rises up. And it's not, just your ordinary wind. I mean, it's like this thing comes against them and the waves are crashing over the boat and the boat's filling up and remember, Lord, don't you care? They're full of fear, lest we perish. And Jesus wakes up and he rebukes the wind, not the waves. He goes to the root. Sometimes it takes a while to get to the root, to find out what the fruit is. Maybe it's bad attitude. Maybe it's something that, needs to change in us. Maybe it's an accident. They happen. I'll tell you, I'm like a pit bull in a junkyard. I won't let go of the fact that I believe God wants us whole. And I can't answer the whys. Remember, the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Jesus didn't say, go in the next room. You're at a 5. Come back and see me when you're at a 10. Did he? No. He met the father where he was, and the boy got healed. I've seen the Lord heal cancer. In fact, I want to share a couple things with you. There's somebody that's having regular injections, and the Lord showed me that while we were worshiping. There are others that have infirmity in the thyroid. The Lord showed me that during the worship. Kidney disease, the same thing. Now that doesn't exhaust what God wants to do. But it's just releasing a faith in us, hopefully. Hopefully it's building something in us and our faith is in the Lord. God forbid a man. Because it's who Jesus is. And it's what he does. You know, the thing about the marriage in Cana, it has some essentials for the miracle to happen. I believe the first miracle there, turning water into wine, it's the essence of transformation that the Lord does wherever he goes. If he says to a Zacchaeus, come down, and this guy goes through this emotional and spiritual upheaval and runs home, and Jesus and the disciples coming, and he says, I'm going to give half. And then he says, I'm going to give four times what I've taken. See, it didn't have anything to do with the physical healing there, but this guy got spiritually healed. Because what did Jesus say? Surely salvation has come to this man's house. That's the greatest miracle of all. When a transformation happens in here, we get a new heart. We're delivered. We're transformed. Isn't that what happened when water turned into wine? Huh? Yeah. Mama Mary wanted to see, you know, him do something, didn't she? Just like a good mama. I mean, she'd been waiting how long? 30 years. Gabriel himself came. And she had this angelic visitation from Gabriel, the same one that had visited Zechariah, you know, the priest who was in the holy place when the lot fell to him. No, I'm not saying go roll dice to get God's will. May have been the only time he ever was able to go into the holy place. And there he is, the ark is on the other side of the veil, and he's before the altar of incense and representing the people that are outside worshiping and praying. And as the incense goes up, as he prays, all of a sudden Gabriel just kind of pulls back the curtain of the natural, and there's the super. You know, the presence is here with a capital P. One breath away, one touch away, one word away, one thought away. And I say to the Lord all the time, Lord, overtake me and take me over. Don't want to go my own way. Don't want to do my own thing. Because that's not going to profit anything. Lord, unless you touch people, unless you move, let's have a nice dinner and go home after we put the shovels in the ground. You see, same Spirit of God is here. Same one. He's still moving. He's still working. He's still drawing with those cords of love. You say, but I'm 80-something. Well, I saw a man in Arizona this last November. He said the doctors could, and I love doctors, loved bacon, you know. We had five in our church in Thomasville, Georgia. Wonderful, wonderful doctors. Love God. Said they can't do anything for me. Legs swollen up, throbbing, terrible circulation, pain, insomnia. 4 years old. And not long ago he contacted me. He said, Barry, he said, I'm still healed. He said, the doctor has no explanation. It's not a medical put down. But sometimes we might disqualify ourselves by saying, well, I'm up there in age. And I can't run like I used to run. I can't do everything I used to do. But I'm planning on ministering at least 20 more years. Turn 70 in a couple weeks here. Been married 50 years, right? She was 5, I was 6. I robbed the cradle. I want to keep going. They want to retire. You've heard it said, you want to refire. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Transformation. And Mary said, son, they're out of wine. You remember it? They're out. I mean, she's waiting for 30 years. I mean, the angel said, you're going to conceive God. Of course, when Zach, Arias, heard that they were going to have a baby, remember? But we're far along in years. I know you're not lining up if you're 70 to have a baby. Come on, that's pretty good. That's pretty... It blew his mind, though. And an angel, you know what Gabriel said? He said, I stand before God. Only one other character in the Word says that. That's Elijah when he's addressing Ahab. He says, I stand before God. See, there's a realm of the Spirit that's more real than the chair you're sitting on, brother. I was watching, don't do this to me, but 60 Minutes a couple years ago. And they were talking. Scientists were talking about black or dark matter. Anybody ever hear that term? Yeah. And what they're saying is 90% of matter you can't see. It's dark. But it's real. And it's tangible. Even though you can't see it, you can't touch it. Now this is scientific theory. Do you mean the realm of the Spirit is more real than what we see? I believe it is. See, the visible all came from the invisible. Yeah. So she's waiting 30 years for this thing to happen. She says, son, they're out of wine. They're out, son. I think there's a principle there. We just need to run out of our ability to bring out about the change in us that needs to happen. You can make you can reform. Your soul has power. You can make decisions. You can discipline your mind. I'm not negating the fact that discipline is important. But you know what? If anything is going to happen that impacts eternity about us or anybody else, it's got to be initiated at the throne of God, energized by the Spirit of God, and we recognize it's God, and we cooperate with Him, giving Him and Him alone all the glory and praise. Because we can't heal anybody. We can't demand God to do anything. In fact, I believe he just, you know, if Jesus said without, I can't do anything on my own initiative. I can only do what I see and what I hear. That's pretty important. And Jesus, I don't believe he was being respectful to mom when he said, woman, what do I have to do concerning this? You see, there needed to be a loosening because she couldn't control him. Control is a big issue. Big issue with all of us. We don't want to lose control. We don't want to give up control. We don't want to be vulnerable. Why? Well, just something about losing control that's not very comfortable. You know, the older we get, and this is true with all of us, we want to maintain our independence, don't we? Yeah, sure. I'm not putting that down. But you know, we need to realize, Lord, I want you to control. I want you to have your way, your plans, your purposes, Lord. Because without you, we can do nothing. Nothing. All the commencement addresses. Anybody hear commencement addresses this year? Yeah. You can do anything you put your mind to do. Go out there and grab the world by the tail. And, you know, just, you can do it. Listen. We ought to have confidence. But it needs to be God confidence. God confidence. And the human soul is powerful, isn't it? Yeah. Very powerful. But God, I can't do it. If anything's going to happen that counts for eternity, Lord, you need to do it. I can't. So she says what? Whatever he says, do it. See, that's it. Whatever you say, Lord. What needs to be? We've just moved from Arizona to South Georgia. We still hadn't set up house. Now, we're out of all the boxes, aren't we, baby? But I know Jan. She's going to want to move some stuff. We had movers. I mean, we've got heavy stuff. She's going to go, honey, you know, do you think we could move this over there? You know, I learned a long time ago, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. You understand? I want to please her. I want the best for her. God, come rearrange my furniture. What do you want to do? Do whatever you want to in me and through me. And I want to tell you something. It'll always be better than what you and I could dream up. It'll always be better. Because you're God's best. And He plans His best for His best. And that's the way we need to think. I mean, my. I was pondering this the other day. Favor. Favor. You say, well, sometimes we pray, Lord, heal Charles. He's helped so many people. He's had a big heart, Lord God. And God, you know, we start tallying up the slate because he's done so many good things. So, God, you should heal him because he's done all these things. No. No. Lord, because you're good. Lord, because you're merciful. You're compassionate, Lord. And you're good. God. Whatever he says, do it. God, is there anything that needs to be removed? Ask, seek, knock. You know the promise. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and knock and okay. Do you know something? Those tenses are continuous. It's ask and ask and ask and ask and seek and seek. This is as far as I'm going. Seek, seek, seek. That's as far as I'm going. Seek. Anything need to be removed? but I'm doing it here. Not to my wife, not to the kids or the grands or the greats, or not to the preacher or the preachette, or not to the employer. God, what do you want to change in me? Is there anything, Lord? Think you got any blind spots? Let's just, don't raise your hand now. You know what the Lord showed me not long ago? You remember Jesus is talking red letters, and he says, these splinters that other people have in their eyes. He said, remove the telephone pole out of your eye first. Do you think the telephone pole obstructs vision, Billy? Bill. Getting too familiar here calling Big Bill, Billy. Yeah. What if you have a telephone pole in your eye? Whap. Excuse me. Whap. Sorry. Whap. Didn't mean it. Don't know I have it, but I can sure see the splinter in your eye. Why is it a splinter in your eye? Because I've got a telephone pole in my eye. And he says, take it out first. And then, you know what? You'll have compassion on people that have splinters. Because you'll know what it's done for you. You know the old adage, if you spot it, you got it. We can see it in other people, but we can't see it in ourselves. You know, it can be a block. God, we want the blocks removed. We know the Lord. How many of you know the Lord? You know the Lord. That word is intimately acquainted. Here's a question. Don't raise your hands. Does he know you? Oh, you say, well, he knows all about me. You know that word is intimate. You remember when the Lord says, depart from me, I never knew you, in the context of, Lord, we've done miracles in your name. We've cast out devils in your name. And he says, depart, I never knew you. Well, he knows all about us anyway, doesn't he? But what does that mean? It means I have not allowed the Lord to be intimate with me. God, rearrange my furniture. That's heavy stuff, isn't it? Invite him into the secret place in here. And say, God, show me things in the secret place. And you know what? He'll never rub your nose into anything when it comes to you. What you've done in the past, he will never rub your nose in it. Jacob, when he had the wrestling match with God. You remember that? River Jabbok? I mean, they're intertwined with one. It's a wrestling. It lasts all night, Connie. A wrestling match with God. You think God could end that thing pretty quick, huh? I mean, did Jacob get the Lord in the full Nelson? Get him in the scissors give? Did he come off the turnbuckles and, stomp? No. You know what I think? I think Jacob just had his arms around the leg of the Lord. And the Lord said, let me go. Let me go. I don't think he wanted the boy to let him go. Let me go. What kind of wrestling match is that? Let me go. He said, I won't until you bless me. You know what follows? Now I'm almost finished. Relax. You know what follows? God says to him, what's your name? I want to ask you this question. You'll all get 100 on this. Did God know his name? Why is God asking him his name? Because Jacob didn't know. He said, why? But you know what the Amplified Bible says? In stark realization, he whispered, Jacob. For the first time, getting in God's face and God getting in his face, he realized he was a deceiver. I don't know if that was what Nathanael was meditating on, but the moment he said Jacob, God changed his name and his nature. He didn't say, go in the corner, work through this thing. 10 Our Fathers, 18 Hail Marys, then come back and see me. He changed his name and his nature the moment he said Jacob. Think he got the beam out of his eye? No splinter to get out of the Lord's eye. But the guy was never the same again. Never. I think he got healed. I think he got set free. Yes. Oh Lord, thank you for your wonderful presence in this house. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we see you. We see and sense your compassion, your care, your love for us, Lord. That you're merciful, Lord. You're touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Lord. And Lord, we just say with Mary, let it be done according to your word, Lord. We say, whatever you say, we want to be and we want to do, Lord. Take over and overtake, Lord. Thank you for the power of your presence that overtakes and takes over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you today. We acknowledge you this day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now you remember, a lot of us responded that we know the Lord. Does the Lord know us? I mean, is he intimate with us? If he's not, you need to make a decision. It's not enough to know about the Lord. We're glad you're here in this fellowship today. But really, do you have intimacy with the Lord? You know, that means intimacy. And he does. If you need to give your heart and your life to Jesus, this is the time. Now we're going to pray for people that have physical challenges. The thyroid, yes. The kidneys, yes. Those injections that you have to have. Might be dialysis that involves a kidney. We're going to pray for those needs and more. But this is the greatest decision you can make. Lord, into me see. You see, intimacy has got to be two ways. It's never a true relationship if it's one-sided. So just lift your hand up if you need to really have an encounter with the Lord and give him your life and truly get saved. Who needs to do that? Just lift your hand up right now. I'd love to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. There's also someone that has got problems in the digestive tract. And namely, it's in the stomach, and it comes from the esophagus down into the stomach. That's another area right now. But are you saved? If you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Would you hear him say, well done, my good and faithful. Enter into the joy of the Lord. If not, please make a decision. to give your heart and life to Jesus? Anybody, lift your hand up right now. The Bible says that if you'll acknowledge him before man, he'll acknowledge you before Father. Anybody need to make that decision? This is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Well, Lord, we thank you for this celebration today. Lord, 40 years. Thank you for the vision of this church, Lord. A desire for the people of God to rise up, to be equipped, to walk in the Holy Spirit, to walk, Lord, with you reigning and ruling in the heart. That great scripture in Luke 4:18 following, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, Lord, you have anointed me to be proclaiming good news to the poor, recovery of sight to the blind, liberation to those in bondage, Lord, healing the brokenhearted, Lord, setting captives free. We thank you for divine appointments. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing already in lives, what you're saying and how you're stirring us. We thank you, Lord, that your healing is flowing in this house. Now, if you need healing in your body, just stand up right where you are. Just stand up right where you are. Just hold your hands out, just like this. Just out right now. Lord, you're our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer, our God, in whom we trust. We thank you that you're no respecter of persons, Lord, that you favor us, Lord. You favor us. Your favor, Lord. You've called us your sons, your daughters, Lord, heirs of yours, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus. You said in all these things you cause us to triumph, Lord. You've made us more than conquerors. You're the greater one in us than he who is in the world, Lord. Lord, we thank you that as you reign and rule on this heart that is a throne of each one of us, all enemies underfoot, disease, sickness, the effects of illness, those accidents that have happened, Lord, just declare this, Lord, you're my healer. You're my Savior completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you that you rise up in your name, Holy Spirit, in each one of us, Lord. You restore, Lord, all that has been lost because you're a restorer, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your healing virtue flows in our midst. Just like a river. You are, Holy Spirit, like a river. You move and, Lord, you flow. Lord, you go to those places that are vulnerable. Those places that are low, Lord. Thank you that you make a way where there appears to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough this day. Breakthrough and breaking out right now of conditions, out of circumstances, out of symptoms, because of who you are, Lord. Because of all you've done, Lord, on Calvary's tree as you hung there and you bore our sicknesses, our infirmities, because you took all of our sin. You took our punishment. You took our place, Lord. And you said through Isaiah the prophet, by your stripes, we're healed. Clothe us, Lord, that we might give you all the glory, all the honor, all of the praise. There's nobody like our God. Nobody like our King. You're touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord, like only you can. Yahweh Repha. Yahweh Repha. Thank you, Lord. As your glory fills each and every temple, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. Your grace, your enabling power, your favor, Lord, resting upon your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that every knee bows, every tongue confesses, Lord. Lord, you said fire goes before you and burns up all of the enemies, Jesus. That's right, just pull on him. Pull on him. Just like that woman with the issue of blood. 12 long years. And it dried up. It dried up. Lord, our faith and our trust is in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You remember the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary because she said, let it be done according to your word. And she conceived. She conceived a miracle now. But remember, she carried that miracle for 9 months. Even Cousin Elizabeth recognized the blessing in the womb. And John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit as he leapt in his mother's womb. Filled in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord. We exalt you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we rest in you and you rest in us, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to continue to do this week through our time of fellowship, Lord. Through the dedication of the building, Lord, Tuesday, Wednesday night. We thank you, Lord, that you demonstrate your goodness. And you alone receive all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. If you agree, say amen. 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 Pastor Terry.
Let's stand together, please. I know Adina wanted to be anointed and prayed for as she goes back to Mexico. If you'll come, we'll do that. And as we kind of bring this service to a close, we're going to bring it to a close by asking anyone who wants to be anointed and prayed for today to do so. We give you that opportunity for whatever need might be on your heart, whatever we can pray for you. We want to do that. Could we sing a little song here in closing? A little song. Amazing Grace is the most popular Christian song of the last 100 years. Can the worship team lead us in that? And Brandy, can you find some of the words? And some of you, I hope that if you want to fellowship, you can do that quietly. If you may want to go on over to the great room, but we want everybody to stay. But as we're singing and worshiping, if you'd like to have a special touch, be prayed for and anointed, we'll use this time as we worship and as we close, and then we'll pronounce a benediction. But let's sing that together, and if you have a need, come on, let us pray for you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace had brought me safe us far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, I was lost, I was in chains, world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me, he loves me, he is for me. Jesus, how can it be, he loves me, he is for me. It was a fire deep in my soul, I'll never be the same. I stepped out of the dark and into the light. When he called my name, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, He loves me, He loves me, He is for me. Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, He is for. He holds the stars and He holds my heart, with healing hands that bear the scars. The rugged cross where He died for me, my only hope, my everything. Jesus, He loves me, He loves me. Oh Jesus, how can it be? He loves me, He is for me. He loves me, He loves me, He is for me. My God is amazing, oh, Jesus loves me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. You are my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without you. You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. You are my daily bread. You are my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. So desperate for you. We're lost without you. Oh Lord, we need you. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. so lost without